You're listening to This Week in Big Sky Football, a comprehensive look at all this week's action in Big Sky Football. Now here's your host, Scott Girard.
Hey, welcome in. It's another edition of This Week in Big Sky Football. I'm Scott Girard. Great show lined up for you on tap for today. Weber State head coach Jay Hill will join us here in just a moment. Northern Arizona safety Cameron Johnson will join us. Also, Northern Colorado linebacker Luke Nelson. And in our final segment, as always, we'll chat with Craig Haley from Stats. Let's start with Weber State earning a 35-30 victory over top 25 North Dakota. Jake Constantine throwing for 318 yards and three touchdowns as the Wildcats rack up another W. Eastern Washington jumped out to a 31-0 lead before defeating Idaho at home 38-14 after having a bye week last week. UC Davis trailed Montana 21-3 at halftime. But the Aggies in battle back. They score 46 unanswered to beat the Grizz for the first time in school history, 49-21. Idaho State remains undefeated at home. They pick up a victory in Pocatello over Montana State, 24-17. Cal Poly gets a road win in Northern Arizona, 38-14. Joe Prothero rushing for 217 yards. And Northern Colorado captured its second straight win with a 42-39 victory over Southern Utah. Portland State scored first and never trailed. It gets the win over Sacramento State, 41-14. Top 25 polls look identical to last week. League filled the 4, 5, and 6 spots in the Stats FCS poll, led by Weber State, Eastern Washington, and UC Davis. The roles were switched for the Wildcats and the Eagles, the coaches poll, and UC Davis jumps up to number 9. And with that, let's go out to the phone lines. Welcome in Weber State head coach Jay Hill. Coach, how the heck are you?
Good. How are you, Scotty?
I'm doing well. Hey, congratulations on that win against North Dakota, 35-30, down to the wire once again. You guys always enjoy the drama, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know why that is. It looks like each week we can pull away at some point. And then, the good thing is the leads are comfortable enough to where we just got to, you know, pull them out and hold on. But, yeah, we create a little more drama than necessary.
You know, but there's a lot of composure there, knowing that even if things start to feel like they may be getting away from you a little bit, you're still finding ways to get W's.
Well, we're definitely battle-tested as far as that goes. And I think, as we make this stretch run, that's a big thing, that we've been in some tight games. We know how to pull them out. We've played against some really good teams. North Dakota is, in my opinion, one of the best teams in the league right now, for sure. They're physical. They play great defense. They were running the ball for, I think, 360 yards a game in their last 5 games or so. So this is a team that has been playing great, and to come out with a win with those guys on the road was big.
And, and certainly not an easy place to play, too. I mean, it's not an easy place to get to. It's not an easy stadium to play in. What does it say about your team to be able to, you know, have that composure to get that W in not a very friendly confine?
Well, I thought that was huge, right? And like you said, you know, not in a football game, it's not always going to go your way. And I thought that the way they battled back after some crazy things, you know, we jumped out to a 14-0 lead and then give up a kick return for a touchdown, which is not like us at all. And then, you know, late in the game, we got a 12-point lead. We're going to kick a field goal to make it a 15-point lead, and they block it for another touchdown. Just things that are uncharacteristic of us that showed up in that game, but we were able to battle through. I was proud of the guys. And like I say, each game is such a weird deal in this conference. You just don't take for granted the wins.
So Jake Constantine leads the offense, puts up the numbers. How have you seen him grow and develop throughout the course of the season, and now that he's going to be pretty much the guy going forward too?
Well, I'll say this. That game was an enormous step forward for not just him but the whole team, and because of his play. North Dakota was leading the league as far as points given up per game. They were only giving up about 19 points a game. They're good against the run, and they cause you some fits in the throw game as well. So for Jake to go out there and throw for 3 touchdowns and run for another one, not turn the ball over, not get sacked one time, to manage the offense the way he did, the efficiency of what we played with on offense was outstanding.
You got a hungry Sacramento State team rolling into Ogden. They've been good running the football. Elijah Dotson certainly is a weapon. What have you seen out of the Hornets when it comes to their running game, and how difficult is that going to be to curtail?
Well, exactly that. You know, Elijah Dotson is, if not the premier back in the league, for sure one of them. He's done a great job for the last 2 years running the ball for those guys. So We got our work cut out for us there. They got a good front seven, or front, you know, offensive front is solid, and the quarterback does a good job. Now, we don't know exactly what quarterback we're going to face, but anyway, bottom line, offensively, they're one of the top five teams in the league right now on offense and have done some good things. So we got to buckle down and play great defense again this week.
I know that you have your last two games on the road, so you have a little bit of an early senior day coming up on Saturday. This is part of a group that has kind of helped turn that culture around at Weber State. What has the senior class meant to your team, or meant to your program?
Oh, this group is huge, enormous. And, you know, there's so much riding on these games going down the stretch. This could be the first time in Weber State history that we've won seven games in a row for 3 years. First time that we can make the playoffs three seasons in a row. Anyway, there's a lot riding on this, and this could be maybe the most celebrated senior class ever as far as the success they've had here. But we got a long ways to go. We got to take them one at a time. But this is one heck of a class, and people need to get out and support these guys because they've really turned this program around.
How, you know, we talk about dealing with adversity with teams that may, you know, sling together a couple losses, and how do they handle it. As a coach, from a psychological standpoint, how do you deal with prosperity and making sure that your guys stay grounded and making sure that they're not reading too many press clippings and talking about how great they are?
Well, we talk about exactly that. Like, hey, about time you start believing all the hype is about when you're going to get one handed back to you. And I think that's what happened a little bit in the NAU game. We start believing that we're playing good again, and we'd beat a really good South Dakota team at the time, and we start believing in maybe some of the hype and get our butts kicked. And that happened last year to us too. So I think we've had enough learning lessons now in our program that we know we better not do that. And then especially now, there's so much riding on each win. We've got to be focused. We've got to be locked in.
Coach, we appreciate your time. I know you're extremely busy. Thanks for carving out a few moments for us.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate you.
You got it. Weber State head coach Jay Hill here on This Week in Big Sky Football. Wildcats, big one, host Sacramento State on Saturday. High noon kickoff in Ogden. Take a break. Come back with segment number two. Northern Arizona safety Cameron Johnson will join us coming up next here on This Week in Big Sky Football. CenturyLink Arena plays host to the 2019 Big Sky Men's and Women's Basketball Championships in Boise. Postseason college basketball is back in Boise, and we have your front row seat to the event. The women's tournament will be held March 11th through the 15th, while the men's championship will take place March 13th through the 16th. The wait is over. 22 teams, 20 games, two champions. Don't miss your chance to buy tickets for this fun-filled week of basketball. Tickets are on sale now at BigSkyInBoise.com.
Welcome back to This Week in Big Sky Football.
Hey, welcome back. Segment number two here on This Week in Big Sky Football. Remember, Pluto TV is your leading free internet television service in America. And as part of that deal, the Big Sky Conference will air all of its live stream sporting events on Pluto TV for free, including up to 700 football, men's and women's basketball, volleyball and selected soccer, softball, and track and field events. All you have to do is go to Watch Big Sky on Pluto TV to find the games from several different sports. All right, let's go out to phone lines and welcome in Northern Arizona safety Cam Johnson. Cam, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good to hear. All right, look, you're a senior for the Lumberjacks. You're coming into this year. Obviously, you're playing extremely well. What did you do over the summer to improve your game to get to where you're at right now?
Coming in last year, you know, my first year starting, really had a great season. Enjoyed it, and then just really looked to match that this season. So all off season, really just focused on getting better as an athlete, getting better, you know, in positional stuff like my hips, my feet, speed, coverage in. So really all off season was kind of the little weaknesses I had in my game last year was really working on perfecting those. And, you know, I think it's showing a lot this season.
No doubt. And NAU overall is known for its stellar defense. How have you guys been able to be so consistent defensively for the most part throughout the course of the season?
The biggest thing I would say is staying together and, you know, the kind of group we have. We're an experienced group, older, You know, a lot of guys have been in the program for a while, so, you know, when things get rough, we know who to look to. We know how to stay calm, stay controlled. And, you know, really I would just say the leadership on our team, you know, and on the defensive side, you know, we just really lead by example. So when you see one guy really out there doing his job, busting his butt, even though things aren't going our way, you know, it just kind of amps everybody else up. You know, they want to go a little harder in their job. You know, they want to kind of match the standard, you know, that the top players are playing at. So really I would just say by example, the leadership and, you know, just the experience we have on the defense.
You know, there's a lot of teams out there that say they want to create turnovers, and then there's teams that actually go out there and do it. Your team is ranked second in all of FCS in turnovers gained, and you guys have always been near the top of the league. What is it about the mentality of this team to go out and force turnovers, because you guys do such a great job of it?
Really, it's that mentality, like you said. You know, we have the mentality that we want the ball back. You know, we have great weapons on offense. You know, we were trying to get the ball into Emmanuel Butler's hands as much as we possibly can. So, I mean, when the opportunity is there and it presents itself, you know, we kind of just take advantage. And whether that be in the run game, we're trying to strip it out and, you know, punch it out. You know, we emphasize that a lot in practice. And then in the secondary, anytime the ball is done in the air, you know, we have just as much right to that ball as the offense does. So, you know, our mindset is when we see the ball, we got to attack it. You know, there's nothing else to do but attack the ball. So that having that mindset before the play happens, you know, really helps our reaction when the ball is actually in the air. You know, we're already anticipating it. So it just makes it a lot easier just already having that mindset built in, you know, that we got to take the ball away right here no matter what. So that's a big help.
What's it like playing safety in this conference, where you may play a team that's running the triple option, or you may run a team that, like Eastern Washington, that's going to throw it all up and down the field? It seems like every week you're probably facing a different scheme that you have to prepare for that's completely different than the week before.
Absolutely. And, you know, that just kind of, you know, it helps out, you know, as far as being in safety, you know, because at the end of the day you want to show that you can make tackles, you're physical, you can stop the run if need be. And then, you know, you also want to be able to stop the pass. So, you know, it kind of helps show the versatility of a safety in that aspect. But then at the same time, sometimes it gets a little boring because a lot of the run teams will run away from the safety, so we don't get as much action. So, you know, like playing the triple option team, you know, don't see as much action my way, and it kind of just frustrates me a little bit. I'm just trying to make plays, and they're running away from me all game. But, you know, like I said, you know, originally, really it's just the versatility. You know, I like it, you know, showing that I'll be able to, you know, come up and stop a run if I need to and then be able to defend the pass. So kind of really just shows, you know, my athleticism and, you know, what I can do in my position. So, you know, I enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot. It's fun. But sometimes, you know, I just wish more teams would pass it a little more.
Like, let's get after it a little bit. Well, you got one of those teams this weekend. UC Davis rolls into town. Good team that'll pass the ball a little bit. You're a good defensive team. What's this matchup going to be like for you?
Man, you know, it's going to be a great matchup. You know, real excited to play Davis. You know, like you said, they're a great passing team right now. You know, watch some film on them, you know, the past couple of days. And they have depth in the receiving game. You know, a lot of receivers who can come in and get the job done. You know, so really just looking to focus on our 111. You know, we played the triple option last week, so this week we'll be getting back to our regular stuff as far as defense goes. So that'll have us more comfortable out there. But, you know, really, you know, like you said, you know, we're really good secondary, so that's just what we go out there and we're going to thrive to feed off of, knowing what we're capable of doing, have respect for our opponent for sure, but really just go out there and, you know, show our dominance in the pass defense, you know, what we've been working hard for and, you know, why we have so many turnovers, really just kind of make another name for ourselves again, you know, and kind of uphold the standard and show everybody, you know, that, yeah, we haven't been playing teams, but, you know, it's just where we're a good secondary and, you know, we're excited for all pass challenges and, you know, it'll be fun for us this week. You know, we'll have a task on our hands, you know, but we're always up for the challenge. A lot of vets, you know, coming down to the end of the season, you know, really going to play, you know, with a lot more than they have before just because the season's coming to an end. So really excited to get out and get to Davis, you know, great offense, a great team. You know, it'll be a fun little battle, especially with having, you know, a couple of our old coaches over there. You know, it'll definitely be fun.
Well, hey, man, this has been a lot of fun. We appreciate it. Good luck this weekend. Keep it rolling, and let's do it again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
You got it. Northern Arizona safety Cam Johnson right here on This Week in Big Sky Football. Take a break. Come back. You're going to hear from Northern Colorado's Luke Nelson on our next segment here on This Week in Big Sky Football. Pluto TV is your one-stop shop for Big Sky action.
That's his first and the team's first.
The leading free internet television service in America will stream live sporting events, including up to 700 football, men's and women's basketball, volleyball, and selected soccer, softball, and track and field events. Simply go to Pluto TV to find games from several different sports. Pluto TV is your one-stop shop for all Big Sky action.
Welcome back to This Week in Big Sky Football.
Welcome back. Third segment of the show here on This Week in Big Sky Football. I'm Scott Gerard. Big thanks to Lloyd Cole, as always, for helping put the show together. Time to announce our Root Sports Players of the Week. Let's start with Weber State's Jake Constantine, named the Big Sky Root Sports Offensive Player of the Week, led the Wildcats to a 35-30 victory over top 25 North Dakota on the road, threw for a career-high 318 yards and accounted for four touchdowns in the victory. UC Davis linebacker Mason Moy earned Big Sky Root Sports Defensive Player of the Week honors, had a game-high 13 tackles, 7 solo tackles, 5 for a loss, forced a fumble, and a quarterback hurry. Moy and the Aggies held the Grizz scoreless in the second half to pick up that 49-21 victory. And the Aggies' Daniel Whalen was named the Big Sky Root Sports Special Teams Player of the Week, had 6 punts for 259 yards, an average of 43 yards a punt, had a game-long boot of 52 yards that pinned Montana inside the 20 twice, including downing the ball to 6-yard line. The Aggies held Montana to -1 punting yards or return yards on the day. Nice day at the office for him. Root Sports, your official television partner of the Big Sky Conference. Let's go out to the phone lines. Welcome in Northern Colorado's Luke Nelson. Luke, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. Let's go back a couple weeks with that big win against Northern Arizona. How big of a win was that for you in this program?
That was awesome. We came in, a couple guys suspended for that game because of a curfew violation. So it was awesome for us to go out and get that win, man. It was something we knew we could do. So we were confident going in, and it felt good to get that first one.
You know, you're currently on a 2-game winning streak. How has that helped the morale of this team, notching up a couple of victories back-to-back?
Well, it's good. And I wouldn't say the morale was bad or anything going into that. I think we as a team believe that we're a lot better than our record shows. We've had a couple of close games that could have gone either way. But morale's good right now. We're excited. We're really looking forward to this week.
Let's talk a little bit about you and your history. When did you get starting playing football, and have you always been a linebacker and always hoped to be a linebacker?
I started playing football in fourth grade. I started as a tight end, actually.
Okay.
I've always wanted to play football. So as a tight end all the way up until eighth grade. My freshman year of high school, I moved to linebacker. I've been playing linebacker ever since. I've worked on here at UNC. Been playing here for 4 years now.
What was it about Northern Colorado that led you to believe this is where I wanted to go play football?
It's an awesome school. Love the coaches. It's close to home. It was an easy choice, and they gave me the opportunity to play, and I took the opportunity.
Luke Nelson joining us, Northern Colorado linebacker here on This Week in Big Sky Football. You got Eastern Washington coming in this weekend. Always a pass-heavy team, always a difficult offense. What do you and your teammates need to do to try to slow down this high-powered offense?
It's an exciting challenge. We're looking forward to it. We feel confident going into this game, and we're still ready. We're really excited for this one.
Just a few weeks left in the left in the season. What are your goals for the rest of the year? What do you want to try to get accomplished?
We want to finish the season out strong. We got 2 games left, and then our bye week's the last week of the year. So we want to finish this one out strong. We want to get two wins, set the seniors off right.
Is it feel weird having that bye week, and has it been rough on this team not having that bye week in the middle of the year and having to wait till the end of the year to pick up that off week?
You know, I mean, it's a tough team. We got a lot of tough guys. I think the bye week, we would like to have it, but I don't think it's made a difference. It's a weird feeling getting done a week earlier with the season, you know, having it at the end of the year. It's just a weird place to have it.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, hey, Luke, we appreciate it. Congratulations on the 2-game winning streak. Keep it rolling, all right?
Yes, sir.
That is, again, really big game for Northern Colorado as they take on Eastern Washington coming up on Saturday. That game will kick off at high noon. Big thanks to Luke Nelson from Northern Colorado for joining us. All right, final segment of the show coming up next. We'll chat with Stats Craig Haley. We'll also note where you can find all the Big Sky games on Pluto TV this weekend. Stay with us. Final segment coming up next here on This Week in Big Sky Football. The 2019 Big Sky Men's and Women's Basketball Championships are headed to Boise. Buy your tickets now for a fun-filled week with basketball for all to enjoy. Purchase your tickets today by visiting BigSkyInBoise.com. That's BigSkyInBoise.com.
Welcome back to This Week in Big Sky Football.
All right, final segment of the show. You're listening to another edition of This Week in Big Sky Football. I'm Scott Girard. All right, so the action continues with the 11 sports game of the week. Portland State will host Idaho State at 7 o'clock. Then your Root Sports game of the week will feature Montana taking on Southern Utah, that game at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. Rest of the games this weekend can be found on Pluto TV by downloading the app on your smartphone, tablet, or TV. Northern Colorado hosts Eastern Washington at noon. Weber State will play Sacramento State at high noon Mountain Time. UC Davis will take on Northern Arizona at 1 o'clock Pacific. Idaho will play North Dakota, that game at 2 o'clock Pacific kickoff. And Cal Poly will be at Montana State, that game also a 2 p.m. kickoff time. All right, let's go out. The man, the myth, the legend, FCS senior editor of stats, his name's Craig Haley. Craig, how are you?
I am raring to go. Let's make it a November to remember.
Yeah, let's do it for sure. Let's talk about the week. This past weekend's games. What was your surprise of the weekend? UC Davis making that second half run against Montana, or how about Weber State going to Grand Forks and getting the win against North Dakota?
Well, I would say UC Davis. You know, the second half run against Montana. I mean, we don't usually see something like that from a Bobby Houck team where, you know, this was their largest margin of defeat at home since 85, the Grizz. Obviously, they're struggling, and, you know, we talked a week ago about how UC Davis can almost score at will, but, wow, 46.5 and 36 points in the fourth quarter at Washington Grizzly Stadium, that's extraordinary. I mean, Weber, great road win. But we all kind of thought, you know, that could be a tight matchup. I think what UC Davis was the one that really was alarming.
You know, back to the Weber game, and we talked to Jay Hill a little earlier in the program, and he mentioned that they find ways to make games a little bit more interesting than they should. They had a chance to go up 15. They have a field goal blocked that ends up resulting in a touchdown. And he said, you know, we need to find ways to close games. I'm glad we're winning games, but there shouldn't be this much drama. What do you think about Weber State and their ability to close games out? Even though they're getting wins, they're making things maybe a little bit more interesting than they should be.
Well, that's true. I mean, you obviously want to put wins away. But, I mean, week to week, you know, that grind, when you're on the road, it's not easy to do. I mean, that home crowd, especially inside a dome at North Dakota, is going to, you know, be amped up and get their team back into the game. I give them a pass on this one. Yes, they definitely could have put it away. But you go on the road, it's tough this time of the year. I think they're building an impressive resume. You know, a win's a win in the long run, and I think, you know, it only gets better for Weber.
When you look at the Big Sky rankings right now, it's hard to tell who's going to end up being the team on top. What are your thoughts on who the champion on this conference is going to be when the dust clears?
You know, I initially favored Eastern Washington even after their loss to Weber State, but, you know, now that we're only 3 weeks away, I think you have to favor UC Davis. I mean, the key game here is their trip to Eastern Washington in another week and a half. I think you have to favor Jake, you know, Mayer's experience over, you know, Eric Barrier. At the same time, you know, it should, you know, UC Davis is the only team here that can win out and be undefeated in the conference. I mean, I think you have to also look at the scenario of a three-way tie between those two teams and Weber, and then it comes down to records against common opponents and so forth. But I just think UC Davis is now in the driver's seat. That win last week at Montana just shows you how good of a team they are. I think they can get it done at Eastern Washington.
And also you look at Eastern and the news that Gage Gabrud is going to have season-ending surgery. How does that impact their season, and what do you expect out of the Eagles going forward there?
Well, certainly a great career for Gage. I mean, you don't want to see it end this way, and you know, everybody should be celebrating what he did there in his career. Eastern has a veteran team. I think they can still make it work. You know, Eric Berrier has been strong in two of his three starts, not the Weaver game, but in the playoffs he's going to have to get it done somewhere on the road against a superb opponent. Maybe they just adjust a little, run the ball a little bit more. They certainly have to solidify their confidence knowing their leader, Gage Gubrud, isn't there. You know, there's no looking back. They have to move forward. A win over UC Davis, that would go a long way for that confidence. So I think there's a lot to play for, and they know that as well.
Let's talk a little bit about what's the committee and the announcement coming up tomorrow, the eight teams that they'll select. What, tell us a little bit about that. It's a one-time thing, and what can we expect with this announcement?
Sure. And, you know, it's also a little disappointing. It's just a one-time thing because they did two top 10 rankings last year in their debut. 2 years ago, they did three. So to do one, knowing that, you know, you still have 3 weekends of play left, is a little disappointing. Basically, they do rankings on a weekly basis, the selection committee, which is, you know, based of an athletic director from each conference, a representative. It just happens to be an athletic director from each one. It doesn't have to be, but I think it's going to be interesting. I think after North Dakota State, you can really jumble these teams where they should be. I mean, I think UC Davis and Weber are going to rank very highly here. But a lot's going to change between this set of rankings and the actual selection Sunday, where these teams fall. So it's fun. It creates a lot of conversation. At the same time, they probably should be doing at least another one of these publicly.
It's not a lot of movement in the top 10 this past weekend. Do you anticipate that things are going to stay pretty steady the rest of the year? Do you anticipate there could be some shakeups?
That's a great question. I mean, of course, you know, we all get ourselves in trouble when we look down at schedules and project a win here and a loss there, but we all do it. And, you know, I do think this week the top 10 could hold its form again like a week ago, but when you look at the final 2 weeks of games, I just think there's, you know, room for a lot of movement coming up. There's just too many, you know, tough conference games out there in November, it's crazy how things change from week to week, and it looks like it will remain that way.
Craig Haley joining us here, of course, from Stats. Craig, we appreciate your time as always. Thanks for joining us, and enjoy the games this weekend.
Take care.
It's going to do it for us here on This Week in Big Sky Football. Special thanks to Weber State's Jay Hill. Also, Northern Arizona's Cameron Johnson. Northern Colorado's Luke Nilsson, and Stats Craig Haley for joining us as always. Big thanks to Lloyd Cull for producing the show and executive producer Denise Thompson. I'm Scott Girard. Enjoy the games this weekend. Be back with you next week for another edition of This Week in Big Sky Football.